This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday Meditation. Good to be with you. If you're new to meditation, we'll hope to give some clear guidance about how we can practice mindfulness meditation. It is doable, takes some effort, but it is basically just using our ability to decide where to place our attention. We'll focus on sounds we can hear, on sensations in our bodies, the sensations connected with the breath. And the reason we spend time doing this in general, most forms of meditation begin this way, not all, but most, focusing on something actually happening. There's something about sustaining the attention for a while with something relatively neutral, which has good effects in our nervous system. It's a way of cultivating more calmness, clarity, stability, and so forth. And we don't have to clear our minds. We don't have to try to make something happen. We just do our best to keep the attention fairly steady, attuned to sensations like those with the breath. And we definitely don't have to try to make ourselves calm or something like that. It's much easier than that would be. As we do this, we will notice at times that the attention has drifted. Quite naturally, our minds will go to the to-do list for today, or something will come to mind. And when we notice with mindfulness practice, when we notice the attention has drifted, the invitation is to include whatever it is as part of the meditation, just that recognition of thoughts moving quickly, or some emotion, or some pain, or whatever it is. And we include, we recognize, we're aware this is what's happening right now. And then we gently bring our attention back to where we were trying to focus. And so both parts are important parts of mindfulness practice. The attention to the breath is a way of cultivating more concentration, clarity, stability. And then that helps us when we do recognize anxiety or fear or an emotion. We have that opportunity to recognize what it is, what is real about it. And often that will include noticing there are physical components to emotions that can actually be felt. Sensations in our bodies, in the torso. But it's not a long list of things we're supposed to do here. It's we try to keep the attention relatively stable. I'll give guidance as we do this. Likewise, when the attention drifts, it is an opportunity to be real, to this is what my life is like right now, but not a lot of complexity in terms of the like what we're supposed to do in those moments, just that recognition and then coming back. So yeah, let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin. Slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. Yeah, it's just one way to begin. Then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, though, just notice the sounds you can hear. So in the midst of whatever else is happening for you, Just allowing your attention to be with the sounds that you can hear. Not trying to hear everything or keep track, just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds that come to mind. So, in focusing on sounds, our attention will be drawn here and there. Our minds are quite open. Sounds can come from anywhere. So, there already is sort of a spacious quality in this approach. Sounds can be a great way to meditate. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So, when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, just noticing what you can feel in your head and shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Sensations of vibration, softness, stiffness, motion, whatever. So we don't need to name the sensations, so much as just this direct awareness. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural then to notice sensations connected with the breath, the normal breath now, not breathing deeply the way we began, but just letting the breath take place. There are tend to be some sensations. Right in the abdomen, the chest, at the opening of the nose, slight with the in breath, slight rising, tensing with the in breath in the belly, the abdomen, the chest. Falling, softening, dissolving with the out breath. The opening of the nose, the flow of fine sensations as air comes in, as air leaves. So these sensations tend to be pretty good for our purposes, in part because they tend to be not charged with a lot of emotion, relatively neutral in that sense. If for any reason the breath, these sensations don't feel quite right, then you can focus on sensations elsewhere in your body. Vibration in the hands or feet and so forth. We're back to sounds. But don't try to get it perfect, you know. And probably the sensations with the breath are good enough, just settling the attention in the abdomen, the chest, or at the nose, just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. And again, kind of let it be good enough. We really don't have to do this just right. It's just keeping the attention relatively stable. Sustaining that attention is the name of the game. And it really does have good effects when we can practice it for a while. That being said, we won't keep the attention there perfectly stable. There will be moments when we realize that the attention has been drawn away. Something has come to mind, often a thought. One thought leads to another. It's very interesting how quickly the mind can move. Perfectly normal. So when we realize, oh, yeah, okay, I was going to try to stay with the breath. I've been daydreaming, planning, worrying, ruminating. We just take an interest, like, oh, okay, this is what's happening now. We don't have to try to stop anything, but we can recognize and then bring the attention back. So, as I mentioned, both parts are important parts of mindfulness, just this focusing, sustaining attention, and also the recognition, the acceptance of what really is happening. And it's a very individual, personal activity. So there is this method is good method, but also there is that opportunity just to be real, just as taking this time. And so making some effort, but not trying to do it exactly as I'm saying. So you find your own way. It's very interesting in that way. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. It's good to be together. It's good to do it this way. Our experiences would have ran the gamut in terms of what happened during this time together. If you're new to meditation, that may have been the longest seeming 20 minutes, 23 minutes of your life so far. It might have seemed like it was not ending at all. Or I don't know what happened. If you're getting used to doing this, the bell might have rung way too early. It's like, wait, I was just getting started. So that's always a good thing to notice, right? That, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this. I can even do it more. I can do it by myself. You really can. You really can. It remains interesting to me after 40 some years of practicing meditation, seriously. We tend to be drawn. People tend to be drawn to meditation for one reason or another, right? So we don't sort of randomly just end up here. And often it has to do with, a problem of some sort, or hoping that meditation can help us, manage anxiety better or manage pain better or sleep better. Or, nowadays with the emerging science of mindfulness, there is, increasing awareness that this sort of activity can be good for us. and in mentally and physically. And so it can be smart to like figure out how to meditate, how to bring it into our lives. We might hear that, oh, you can develop concentration and it feels good, right? It's a nice quality, a nice collection of qualities. And so we can be motivated to try. And of course, I encourage that. And having goals can make sense, right? Yeah, I want to learn how to manage anxiety. I want to be smarter with my emotions and so forth. And so there is a place for kind of working at it, using our abilities to work and to try to do things. And at the same time, there is an element of this activity itself, which is a radical acceptance of ourselves as we are right now, right? With all of the shortcomings, with all of the limitations, with all of the anxiety and so forth. And that also is extremely interesting, right? Those moments where we actually are feeling anxious, and yet there is an acceptance. This is my life right now. This is what it feels like to be anxious. And there certainly can be a sort of equanimity with what is really happening, even when it's not what we want. And these two parts are consistent, right? It can sound paradoxical, accepting oneself while wanting to change, right? So I want, I'm inspired by maybe Buddhist ideas, maybe by the story of the Buddha, just this idea of enlightenment, being awake, right? Is I think it's worth taking seriously, to say the least. And that might inspire us, and I think it should, just to be living our lives, fully, and not kind of being in a cloud of delusion or things like that. There's so much to explore there that's quite interesting, and yet moment by moment. Which is where we live our lives, right? The experiences that we're actually having, we can practice like accepting this is what is happening for me right now, even in a context in which we aspire to be different. We might be angry, in a moment we might be angry, and it's like, yeah, okay, that's. This is not how I, this is not the sort of person I want to be, right? Or we might notice we're in a pattern, right, of anger or, and so forth. These are normal human emotions. And I would say it's great to not have too many assumptions about what it means to be awake or to be enlightened or things like that. Because they can be abstract and they can be misleading, I feel. But this idea of like, okay, in these moments I am angry, or I am caught in a habit pattern of greed or sorrow and so forth. And just like, okay, accept this is what life is like for me right now in these moments. I aspire to be different, but maybe I won't be. Can I be okay right now with this and without living my life in advance? I don't know what the future will hold, but and so when we have this model of okay, we bring attention to the breath, we know our attention will drift. When it does drift, we include whatever is happening. This idea of including whatever is happening is indeed including whatever it is. And just, just try to summon the patience to be real, to be in those moments with our experience, always with a very interesting option of shifting attention back to something more manageable. And even learning that can be so helpful. It's like even when we're caught in sorrow or anger or other difficult emotion, even then we have an option as to where to place our attention. And what we don't have is an algorithm telling us exactly what to do in those moments. And that's one thing I love about this kind of approach to meditation, that there really is a place for just being the wise persons that we are, right? Kind of the same way that children can have a lot of wisdom just by being alive and being aware and having the kind of a sensitivity to things. So yeah, thank you for your attention. Thank you for the comments today. It's good to be here with you. And we'll see you. Yeah, take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.